Jesus said, using Coleridge's opium, "In heavenly Nanjing did we, a capital of king's decree, where China's longest river flows through land on which no failure grows, close to the sunrise sea. There was no equal to be found, with splendid buildings all around, with churches and a precious metal store, and none but worshippers who never swore, for air extolling the old one on high, and plenty of munition to get by. But oh, the journey from which I returned you out, to heaven back to meet the one without compare, carried to the great gate I was in a chair. They split me open, took the soiled mass out, soiled from my descent my body was, no doubt. They offered me a golden seal and great sword. My hand then grasped the killing power. It was real to combat Yen Luo's minions and defend the Lord and to behead the wicked with my blade of steel. Derided, slighted, slandered by the crowds on earth, I knew how to assess my dream's true worth, to spare the just, to ease the people's sorrow. A mighty kingdom instantly was founded, where no more sins and vanities abounded, while the demons moaned about their lost tomorrow. The Son of Heaven, in the era of great peace, the raging flood attacked and made all evil cease. And in these battles my completion began. Jehovah himself changed my name Huo into Chuan. The shadows of the city's towers floated further on the squares, where went on the chanting for hours, and the preaching and the prayers. The miracle was not of single measure. Our piety and zeal left room for pleasure. Verily, I also saw a girl in a garden with a fountain. It was an angel, still a maid, and on her instrument she played a song of Thistle Mountain. What I experienced within me, seated at my elder brother's side, excited and delighted me. We built our realm against the tide, found solace in a stalwart air. We reigned to rule one Christian globe, and war for God we would declare. And no one crying, "Beware, beware, it's Yen for power, it's yellow robe." The demons in their dance we heard, "Hong Huo Shou has lost his head, for he on manna has fed, while we drank in our father's word."